Today, I tell their stories too. I have brought with me some of my sisters from Pakistan, from Nigeria, and from Syria who share this story. My brave sisters Shazia and Kainat, who were also shot that day on our school bus. But they have not stopped learning. And my brave sister Kainat Somro, who went through severe abuse and extreme violence, even her brother was killed, but she did not succumb. Also my sisters here, whom I have met during my Malala Fund campaign. My 16-year-old courageous sister Mezon from Syria, who now lives in Jordan as a refugee, and she goes from tent to tent encouraging girls and boys to learn. And my sister Amina from the north of Nigeria, where Boko Haram threatens and stops girls and even kidnaps girls just for wanting to go to school. Though I appear as one girl, one person who is 5'2" tall, if you include my high heels, it means I'm 5 foot only. I'm not a lone voice. I'm not a lone voice. I'm many. I am Malala, but I'm also Shazia. I'm Kainat. I'm Kainat Somro. I'm Mezon. I'm Amina. I am those 66 million girls who are deprived of education. And today, I'm not raising my voice. It is the voice of those 66 million girls. Sometimes people like to ask me, why should girls go to school? Why is it important for them? But I think the more important question is, why shouldn't they? Why shouldn't they have this right to go to school?